Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Now, Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Three recent polls of likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of no. Jean-Claude Juncker is the European Commission president.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
Greece has cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Witnesses are saying Boko Haram militants have executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week and the killing of more than 150 people in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office May 29th. Syrian observers say the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that the Islamic State said it took from a smuggler and destroyed may have been fakes. Even so, the chief of the UN's cultural organization is condemning Islamic State's apparent destruction of Muslim artifacts. Law enforcement officials across the United States boosting security for Independence events today, Independence Day events here in the U.S., after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats aimed at the July 4th holiday. Jim Butterworth is with the Emergency Management Agency in the U.S. state of Georgia.
This event and this weekend specifically, we're celebrating Independence Day and the freedom that every American enjoys. And for some, that creates an opportunity to threaten our way of life.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the Independence Day holiday in the U.S. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50, and at least five people remain missing. More than 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the ship went down on Thursday, just minutes out of Ormoc City on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. An initial investigation suggests a combination of bad weather and human error led to that accident. President Obama will be meeting Vietnam's Communist Party leader at the White House on Tuesday for talks on trade and other issues. Nguyen Phu Trong is the first Vietnamese Communist leader to visit the United States. He'll be arriving shortly after the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War between this country and the United States. Two former foes normalized their relations 20 years ago and have moved closer together in the past year as regional tensions involving China have increased in the region around the South China Sea. Solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii on Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific, riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. Bertrand Picard is one of the plane's two pilots.
A project like this one shows that renewable energies and clean technology and energy efficiency can be reliable, can be exciting, and can be profitable.
The Solar Impulse 2 is the brainchild of the two Swiss pilots, also scientists Bertrand Picard and André Borschberg, who began the project in 2002. The carbon fiber plane has a 72-meter wingspan, which is longer than the wingspan of a Boeing 747 passenger jet. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.